This whole process of this podcast, how we came back together after, pandemic times and shutdown times, and we met for coffee one time, and then boom, we've created this awesome community for mamas.
Welcome to Harvesting You. Today we're talking about what is harvesting you? Welcome to our podcast.
I'm Teresa with My Fix It Up Life. My husband Mark and I created My Fix It Up Life as a destination for DIYers, pro remodelers, and homeowners to benefit from our design, remodeling, tool tips, and how-tos to help make home projects easier. Connect with us, Mark and Teresa, at My Fix It Up Life.
It's pretty inspiring. It inspires me. I look forward to this. And there have been times, mamas, where Teresa and I are both like, man, we've got like such a week ahead of us, but this is so important. It's therapeutic. It's helpful. It's resourceful. It's community. It's unity. And for those of you mamas who are like, well, what is harvesting you? What are you two doing? What is the point of me following your podcast? I encourage you to start from episode one and just keep going. But T, can you give a rundown? Because I know you've been getting questions of like, what's harvesting you? What does it mean?
Yeah, I've been getting that question where, oh, I see you guys are doing a podcast and it's about mom stuff, right? And why is it called Harvesting You? Like, what is that? What is harvesting you? And I think that's a great question because it's really what the whole thing is about, is trying to nurture all the stuff that's inside all of us, like trying to reach our goals and our dreams and figuring out what we want to do, what we can do, getting tools and strategies and all kinds of insights into who we are and what we want and creating that reality. So it's constantly assessing where we are, constantly trying to figure out, okay, what are we doing? And just going back to it and going back to it and going back to it and trying to grow into being the best that we can possibly be. And we're harvesting, it's Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. It's just trying to get all of that goodness that is there. We just need to harvest it and share it. And it's hard work. And it takes a lot of effort, but once we start like getting in the habit of being able to really see ourselves, seeing what we do, like our habits and the choices that we make, the words we use, and the little things throughout our days, like we can open up our treadmill kind of life and make it be amazing. Because I think a lot of us try, like, we're just buried under the day to day, and it does feel like being on a treadmill, just going and going and going and going and going. But there's more to life than just meeting all of our obligations. We're all fully formed spirits and have souls, and we all want to do and be other things. So that's what these conversations are about. And yeah, no matter what's going on, I want to do this. And sometimes it feels like, oh, I should be doing something else. I should be doing something else. But if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of others.
And we have dreams. Every single mama or daddy that is watching this, or if you're not a parent yet and you find yourself connected to this conversation, there are dreams and goals and wishes along the way that we've thought of, maybe set aside, And just knowing that you can lean into them at any time and that there are limitless opportunities out there, we get in our own way. So what we're trying to do for you here is to teach you how to reach back in and renew and regrow. There's always new growth happening. Everything that happens in our lives is for the purpose of growth. Even the hard stuff, even the sad stuff, there's growth in that.
Yeah.
So understanding and really recognizing, yes, you too are limitless. You are able to do whatever makes your heart happy and to live your life heart forward, and kind of lead your life heart forward, not always from here, but more from here.
Yeah. And the possibilities really are endless for what we can do and with our lives. It's just that sometimes I think that wanting it to be fast, wanting things to be quick and easy, you know, you do one thing and you take this magic pill and everything will be fantastic, or do this magic whatever, and in 7 days, everything is going to be exactly what you dream of. We got to put in the work. And that's really, I think, where the word harvest really speaks to that, is it does take work, and it does take, you have to constantly work at it, whatever the goal is, and be open to opportunities as they come along too, because you never know what's going to get into that garden. you might think that you're planting carrots, but look at that, you got some tomatoes in there too. So, you know, and how great is it when you find that little gift, those little extras or things, you know? And I think it is in putting in the work, being mindful, being, just, and listening to our own souls, listening to our own hearts is one of the most important things in the whole journey.
And knowing that you are never alone, that there is a force, there is energy that surrounds us. And like Gabrielle Bernstein says in her fantastic book, the universe has your back. And even in moments where you feel like you are alone or you're overwhelmed, just being able to reset and count on that and have faith that you're still here for a reason. Your journey is not over. And it may be really hard that you have this brick wall in front of you. You got to find a way to go through it, around it, on top of it, underneath of it. Keep digging
Sometimes
in.
We just need to look at that brick wall for a few minutes and go, huh, look at that. Mm-hmm. I wonder why that's there. And what is this brick wall telling me? Is it telling me to look for the door? Is it telling me, like, what is this all about? Because sometimes those obstacles are not actually obstacles.
Maybe it's practicing the pause. Maybe it's you need a timeout.
Yeah.
Maybe the reason why you're not feeling well today and you need to take a day off from work is because you need a break. So it's when things kind of go south, instead of, oh, I can't believe so-and-so's sick or this or that's happening, or maybe that wall is for you to take a pause. So there's so many different ways, but really recognizing your thoughts will help you go back in and reharvest and regrow and relearn or acknowledge the patterns and the fixed mindsets that we have and say, huh, well, I've been here before and the way I used to do it didn't work out. So let me dig back in and find a different way. Try something new.
Yeah. Harvest, trying something new is, trying is probably the biggest thing. It's so easy to be constantly distracted in, you know, in the times that we're living in. It's so easy to have our mind just always be stimulated by something, because we have these little screens we carry around with us and there's always something happening. And it's really important part about digging in and exploring ourselves and being who we want to be is being able to be quiet with ourselves. And that is hard if you've never tried it before, to just not have a TV on, not have like a video going, not have like a conversation going with someone, just to be quiet in your own space and allowing thoughts to come up. Because in those thoughts that come up, those are usually the best ones.
Distracting. Yeah. Distracting is a huge, it can be so many different forms. Everything you just said, but what came to mind distracting is mamas comparison and worried about what other mamas are doing.
Hallelujah.
Let that shit go.
Yes.
Give that piece up. You do not need that. You do not need to be consumed with what other people are doing. You do not need to compare yourself with however Susie is running her household or your neighbor is running theirs. You know, taking advice, things like that, asking, yes, of course, like that's what friendships and unity and this is for. But don't get so absorbed with what other people are doing. And it just distracts us from living our own life and figuring out who we are and what we want.
And it gets in the way of us doing things, of taking actions, of creating and being creative. If we're just judging and comparing and being jealous and having negative feelings about someone else's success or like appearances, like we're getting stunning. In the way.
It is stunning your growth. If you want to grow, you got to get past that stuff and you have to get real with yourself. And if there's something you see in somebody else that you're like, but I like that. I want that. I want more of that. That might give you some motivation to look in the mirror and say, how can I make this happen for me and my family? What are the steps I need to take? But there's a difference from doing like being motivated versus being distracted. And just sitting in car lines, scrolling on Facebook, looking at what everybody else's life is. Instead of sitting there, put the music on and just sit back and take 5 minutes to just think about what are you thinking about? Recognize your thoughts. Because we have like, what's the statistic on how many thoughts we have a day? You would totally know this.
I don't know, but I have read that. You're right. I don't want to be quoted on it right this minute, but yeah, it's absurd. The amount that like goes through
like thousands and thousands and thousands. Yeah. A day. So absolutely. when you start to recognize those thoughts, you can start to slow down that pattern and create a new pattern. So then it doesn't seem so out of control or out like you have 365 internet tabs open in your brain and you're trying to file, because that is overwhelming and distracting. So maybe throw a notepad in your pocketbook and a pen and carry it around with you. And when you are going to go to lean into, you know, Karen's life and look at her face, choose not to, and choose to open the notebook and deal with your own.
Well, another thing too, that I feel like is a lost thing that is so valuable, is when admiring someone and saying, gosh, I wish I was more like that person, instead of being jealous or trying to take them down a notch or make mm-hmm. fun or whatever it is to make ourselves feel better. There's mentoring, you know, asking yeah. someone, how did you do that? How are you able to? And how flattering does it feel when someone says, gosh, you're killing it. How are you able to do all this? Tell me, you know, what do you do when you wake up in the morning? How do you organize your day? What is it the steps that you've taken to get that place in your career? Like, what did you do? It's good to ask people, because most people are willing to share a little bit of, yeah, thank you for noticing. I worked really hard to do this and I would love to help you because this is great what I'm doing. And if you want to do it too, then sure. But reaching out to someone and saying, please, how? And asking for someone to mentor you in whatever area that is, I think is something that doesn't happen enough. And it could be.
Agreed. Because people are scared. Mamas, you gotta get over that fear and do something. That if you're not living your life where you're kind of nervous to kind of put your toe in that water, then you're not living big enough, right? Live bigger. Get out of your comfort zone. Do exactly what Teresa just said. If you see somebody that is inspiring you, reach out to them.
And don't feel like, oh, they probably don't have time. They probably won't answer. They probably, you don't know until you try. And it doesn't hurt what does it hurt you to put yourself out there? I mean, I am always an advocate of just speaking up and saying, hey, you know, I will ask you this question, or what is going to happen if I ask and they say no, but what's going to happen if I never ask and they might have said yes?
Well, you have to be able to allow yourself to be vulnerable. And what's going to happen is if you never, fear is always going to get in your way from trying new things, not in just this part of your life, but in other parts. So the more you try new things, the more it opens up for other new things to happen, if that makes sense.
Yes.
You're allowing.
You'll love this. I read recently that something that's happened in the world because we're not socializing with not our core people right now mm-hmm. as much as we, you know, like our friends of friends, the friends of friends of mm-hmm. friends. And that is where most people find new jobs and opportunities, is not from their immediate friends, but their friends' friends or their friends' friends' friends. Mm. And that creates your network of, you know, of opportunities that you might not be aware of, because think about like how often you talk to your core group. Well, you've already gotten all that stuff is that will happen, but you're not going to mm-hmm. bump into someone as often right now as you would normally do that. So reaching out and being more proactive with that, even if it's a friend of a friend on social networking, you're like, oh, I don't know you, but you're friends with X and we, you know, we've known each other for years. And I see you have this amazing career. I want to have that career. How did you do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You're not going to bump into them as much as you would bump into them at a party or an event or just in regular social life. So we got to take a little bit more, be a little bit more aggressive with it, I guess, and what we're trying to do with our lives.
And harvesting you is putting that love behind it. So if you're entering something new, like reaching out to a friend of a friend, just put a little love behind it to give yourself support so you feel confident in approaching that person or that conversation, because that could be a new door. That could be a new path. That could be a new career, a new job.
And just think about how nice it would feel if someone came up to you or contacted you and say, I admire you. Like that would go, wait, what? Mm-hmm. What? You know, in saying that to someone else, that's how they probably will feel too. And it feels nice to be acknowledged and recognized for something. So, yeah.
I mean, put your best foot forward. Give it a try.
Yeah. Well, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Right.
Someone will say, no, they don't have time.
Okay.
Someone else will have time.
That's right. Then that person wasn't for you, mama. There was a bigger plan, but that was your first attempt. So you took that step. Don't let that stop you from continuing to take more steps.
Yeah.
Because at the end.
Yeah. Not everything is going to be a success. Not everything is a success. It's
no,
there's a lot of disappointment on the road to success, and yeah just kind of keep going with it. That's, you know, staying in and keep going. Because if you stay in whatever it is that you're trying and striving for, one day you're going to look around and be like, where are all these other people I was competing against, or that I was, you know, because I'm here now and they've all abandoned this mission. And now, like, I'm rising to the top in my career or in my hobby or whatever it is, because sticking with something for a long time and trying, I think that's how we can harvest our best.
There's this amazing book I want to recommend by Shauna Nyquist. It's called Present Over Perfect. I've read this book every summer for the past 6 summers, and each summer it speaks to me differently because I'm in a different season or version of my life. And really recognizing that all we have right now is the present. It doesn't need to be perfect, or it doesn't need to look like somebody else's perfect. Harvest your mama joy. Do the things. Create the lifestyle that makes you happy, because you're never too old and it's never too late.
Absolutely.
So thank you for joining us. I hope you continue to follow Harvesting You. We are on all the social platforms. Hop over to our website, check out harvestingyou.com. There's a lot of great info there. Share Harvesting You. Subscribe and like to our podcast, our YouTube channel. You can watch us and share it with the other mamas in your life, because it may speak differently to them as we may speak differently to you. And there might be something in there that can help them make a turn for themselves. It's creating unity and community, not division. We need more of this. And less trying to one-up other people or compete. Because it doesn't matter what they're doing. It matters what you're doing.
I want to say hallelujah, but like, yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, thank you, mamas. Please continue to follow and do, and we're all going to have kickbacks. We're all going to fall back at times and moments, but it's all about the rebound, how you pick yourself back up.
Yes.
And having a community like this and expanding the community amongst your own tribe and your own village, that's a game changer.
It is a game changer, because we're all in this together and we're all doing our own things, but having that community, having unity among mamas is so important, because there's so much to laugh about. There's so much to applaud about. There's so much to strive and work hard about. There's just, And we're all doing it together. And the more honest and open that we are, the more we all benefit and we're all be able to nurture that mama joy.
There's so much to cry about too. And we all have our own stuff, but having this as a resource is huge.
Yeah. I know I feel better after every podcast.
Me too. I feel lighter. I feel not so hard on myself. Yeah. And I hope you guys do too. I hope there's something in Teresa and I's conversations. These are not pre-scripted. We are like, okay, what do you want to talk about today? And it's more of what's on our hearts or something we feel that can impact you, that we've walked, that we speak to. Because it's hard to speak to something that you've never walked through before. But I think between you and I, Teresa, we've had a long road. So we have lots more Harvesting You podcasts coming. We are together every morning at 5:55 a.m. live. So please hop in, grab your morning mojo, coffee, tea, and listen to us, engage with us, ask us questions. There's a live feed that you can write in. We want to hear you. We want to know, like, you can ask us a silly question. And if we're like, we'll go off on that tangent if we have time to.
Absolutely. it doesn't really matter what the topic is, I think.
Yeah.
And in the mornings are a little bit sillier too.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being part of Harvesting You community, because it means a lot. It means a lot to us. And
it does.
I hope it means a lot to you too.
This podcast is sponsored by A2D, Addicted to Dance Company. Check us out on the web, a2dance.com. We're growing foundation, giving back to our community, and changing lives is our mission.
My fashion game, care of Mother Nature, and I've got sunshine.
On a cloudy day.